Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Exactly what kind of radical did lunatic Democrat New York City voters just nominate? Zohran Mamdani told New Yorkers exactly the kind of mayor he would be in 2020 in an incredible tweet. He posted a photo of Arya Rajendran. She's a 21-year-old communist mayor in India who, up until then, until her election, led Marxist youth enforcers. These were street enforcers. And he held her up as a model for New York City. This was not a joke. It was a blueprint. Now, Arya was installed by the Communist Party of India, a party that pushes violent class warfare and government seizure of property and uses red volunteers to intimidate and control civilians. She was the leader of the red volunteers. Okay, now picture this. He tweets this in 2020. Them. So what kind of mayor does New York City need right now? And then he puts me, and he retweets a tweet by the Communist Party of India. Here's what it reads. Comrade Arya Rajendran, age 21, new mayor of, and I can't even say the city, Kerala, which is a state in India. Okay. She will be the youngest mayor of a major city in the world. Here in the picture, she leads a detachment of red volunteers. She's standing there. She's got the red shirt that the Marxists wear and her stick. It looks really well used. What do they use those sticks for? Beatings. Street beatings to enforce the will of the Communist Party. And the tweet by the Communist Party of India from the state of Kerala ends with this. Hashtag communist. In other words, she's a communist. Street thug. In fact, the leader of the street thugs. Hashtag communist. Again, this is what he tweets. Them. So what kind of mayor does New York City need right now? Me. And it's a picture of her. I'll include it in the links in the sources section of the podcast today so you can see this. You could just go to my X feed. You really got to see this. Rajendran, the mayor, the 21-year-old mayor, is described in English language Times of India as the leader of the Marxist youth enforcers. Think Antifa here. I've laid out extensively how the Democrats are beginning to use their street shock troops this way. By the way, her stick that she's carrying in the picture, it's more like a rod. You can tell she's beaten quite a few people with it. It's well used. Mamdani, who at the time was a Democrat state legislator, isn't even hiding it. And he is one election away from making it real. And Mamdani isn't messing around. He doesn't just want to defund the police. He actually tweeted and then later deleted, abolish the NYPD. He was described last night on Laura Ingraham as the most radical left-wing candidate to ever win a Democrat primary. Donald Trump put it this way and absolutely nailed it. It's finally happened. The Democrats have crossed the line. Zohran Mamdani, 100% communist lunatic, has just won the Democrat primary and is on his way to becoming mayor. We've had radical lefties before, but this is getting a little ridiculous. He looks terrible. His voice is grating. He's not all that smart. He's got AOC plus three dummies all backing him. And even our great Palestinian senator, crying Chuck Schumer, is groveling over him. Yes, this is a big moment in the history of our country. It gets worse. Mamdani says he wants to align New York City with international law. In other words, even though he's not required to comply with it, he plans to. When asked for an example of that, listen to what he said. He said he would have Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrested if he sets foot on New York City soil and deliver him to the International Criminal Court, which has a warrant out for his arrest. They want to try him. Folks, that would literally mean that if he were mayor, Netanyahu could not come to UN assembly meetings. They're all held in New York City at the UN building because he would be arrested. Arrested for defending Israel against Hamas, who, by the way, the guys on the hang gliders who did, you know, October 7th, mass rape, burning families alive, executing 12-year-olds in front of their family just to watch what happens, and then putting the video online, spitting on the dead, rape bodies of women as they drag them through the streets. You know, those good people. Yeah, he actually praised the funders of Hamas, which means Katie bar the door, folks. I mean, if you're Jewish, you are the frog in the boiling water, and the temperature is ticking upward and upward and upward.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
So the guy plans to voluntarily recognize international law, but what about the actual law and legal precepts of this country? You know, the one he's actually in? Not so much. He tweeted that all guns should be banned and confiscated. So clearly not recognizing the Second Amendment, but does recognize international law. But here's what's wild. Everybody's admiring how this guy beat Andrew Cuomo by 7 points about that. That's not just him running a good campaign. It was the actual strategy of AOC, Bernie, and David Hogg, who's now been fired from the DNC for trying to defeat and overthrow the Democrat leadership so that the party can be moved in a hard left direction. Listen to the strategy they used in their video ads for this guy, and you'll see why Cuomo lost.
So early vote, fill out your ballots, and make sure that you do not rank Andrew Cuomo on your ballot. Don't do it, folks. We're going to go Zohran number one, Adrian Adams number two, Brad Lander number three, Scott Stringer number four, and Zellner Myrie number five. We are going to rank our ballot Zohran number one for a New York City that can be affordable to all of us.
In other words, this wasn't a campaign specifically for Mom Donnie. It was against Cuomo, against the DNC leadership. Because Cuomo was endorsed by Chuck Schumer. He was also endorsed by James Clyburn, who is a black congressman here. He's the guy who pushed Joe Biden over the line because he won in South Carolina with Clyburn's endorsement. Clyburn is the former number two in Democrat leadership after Nancy Pelosi. This was absolutely a war against the old guard Democrat leadership, and they lost. Folks, they didn't just lose. They lost control of the party. Here's GOP strategist Zach Rodet. He's a commentator for NBC News.
You don't have to connect any dots with this guy. He is very proudly who he is as a socialist. And so it's going to be very telling when you see people like Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, not endorsing yet. Chuck Schumer, not endorsing yet. Yeah. There's a reason. They're scared.
Yeah, so Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader of the Senate, did praise him in a tweet, but did not endorse him. Meanwhile, the DNC, which, again, just fired David Hogg for wanting to use $20 million to purge the DNC's or the Democrat Party's leaders in the primary, after being fired, basically, from the DNC. For that, David Hogg beats a path to New York and gets this guy elected. He was featured prominently in his video ads, right? So what do? They're terrified. The DNC formally endorsed this guy yesterday, tweeting out, wishing him good luck in November as he's running against former Democrat Eric Adams, who's now an independent. Folks, what does this mean writ large? The Democrat primary voter base now appears to be following AOC and Bernie for guidance, not Nancy Pelosi, not Jim Clyburn, and not Chuck Schumer. Folks, this is a sea change from 2020, where, again, Joe Biden was losing till he hit my state of South Carolina and got an endorsement by Jim Clyburn. That normally gets you the black vote and you win. Well, look what happened. Black voters did not vote for Mam Donnie. They went for Cuomo as instructed by the Democrat leadership in Clyburn, and it didn't matter because elite educated whites went for Mamdani, and in New York, there's enough of them, they pushed him over. Trump Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller tweeted this. The commentary about New York City Democrats nominating an anarchist socialist for mayor omits one point, how unchecked migration fundamentally remade the New York City electorate. Democrats change politics by changing voters. That's how you turn a city that defined U.S. dominance into what it is now. And the thing, folks, is right now in Democrat circles, immigrants, especially illegal ones, are the hottest, hippest folks around. When Kamala Harris ran, it was transgender people. Remember, that was the first stop she made of her presidential campaign. It was to RuPaul's Drag Race show. So they're now number two. Illegal immigrants are the hottest. Illegal immigrant gang members, the hottest of all. This guy played himself up as an immigrant. And the thing is, he's only been an American since 2018, but he was brought here when he was seven. And folks, he was educated at a $30,000 a year private school. His dad's an Ivy League professor. His mom is a pretty famous director in Hollywood. So the idea that he's a true off the boat immigrant, kinda. But it was good enough for branding. Democrats don't want anything American. Don't want anything that seems like it came from America, which they hate. He is the perfect antidote.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.